5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. Just a quick update before we get into today's topic on being the type of employee that your bosses respect, your professors admire, and your coworkers rely on. It's a fun subject. I'm enjoying this conversation. We've had a ton of new people joining our private Facebook group this week, which is awesome. I love seeing that group grow. We're up to about 500 people now who are seriously interested in networking and sharing advice, asking questions, and leaning on our expert guests. Yeah, you heard that right. Many of our expert guests who you have listened to on this podcast, like Chris Valente, Director of Sales for the Boston Red Sox, Carl Manto, Senior Director of Group Sales with the Milwaukee Bucks, Gina Miller, VP of Content and Communication for FC Dallas, Loretta Kerner, Community Relations Manager with the San Antonio Spurs, Mike Judge, Recruiter and Inside Sales Manager with the Cleveland Browns. They are in this group. They are sharing and answering questions. It's really cool. We had somebody the other day ask a question. They were going in for an interview. I think it was with the Dallas Mavericks. They asked a question about preparing for a certain question they thought they might guess. It was for a sales job, okay? Carl Manto, the senior director of group sales with the Milwaukee Bucks, answered this person back and said, here's the way you want to think about that question. You cannot get this kind of advice and networking anywhere else. So join that group. I think you're going to enjoy it. But here's the deal. I ask three very simple questions in order for you to enter the group. I ask, what is your favorite episode? Who would you like to see as a guest in the future? And have you given us a positive review yet? Now, I do that just to make sure you are a real person. You could literally say, I haven't listened to a single episode yet, but I want to. I think you should get Kobe Bryant on as a guest, and I haven't given you a review because I haven't listened yet. That's good enough. That would prove to me you're a real person and I would let you in. The reason I bring this up is because there are another 83 people right now who I have asked to get into the group, but they didn't answer the questions. So I don't know you are a legit person, that you are even a sports fan, or that you have any value you could bring to this group. And I want to keep this a valuable group. So answer the questions. That's how you get in. Search for the Workin' Sports Podcast on Facebook. Request to be in there. Answer the questions and you're in. It's that simple. I also wanted to quickly promote, before we get into the question of the week, I quickly wanted to promote next week's guest. I have Scott Rigo, who is the head equipment manager for the Philadelphia 76ers, coming on the show. And I'm really excited because Scott and I talked earlier this week, and he's just got a flair about him. And he's been doing this for over 20 years. He's been everywhere in the industry. He just has been to every arena and every place and worked in tons of different environments. He has a lot to share about what he has seen over his 20 years. So this will be fun. Tune into that episode on Wednesday. And if you haven't listened to this week's interview with Jack Mills, who is the agent for Baker Mayfield, you are nuts. Even if you don't want to be an agent, you have no interest in that. Jack's been in the sports industry for 50 years. Okay, he was back representing number one draft picks in 1970. He shares so much, and he has the number one draft pick in this year's draft. He's seen it all, and he shares so much advice, and you really don't want to miss it. So now that I got that stuff out of the way, let's get on to today's question. Hi, Brian. This is Sherry from Boston. I love the podcast, and I'm so happy to submit a question to you. Aw, thanks, Sherry. I've heard so many people on your show talk about the soft skills they look for in employees, that it factor. You've mentioned many times that you have managed large staff during your career. What about you? What do you personally look for when hiring? Ooh, I like this question. I get to talk about me. No, that came out a little bit narcissistic, so let me rephrase. I love sharing and I love helping. That's why I do this. So I would love to get into my philosophy. I'm going to take this a very macro discussion to start, and I will tell you this. This is my philosophy, but it is shared by almost everyone I know in the sports industry, everyone I talk to. So this isn't just me. This is my philosophy that has been culled over years in the industry and interacting with a lot of people. You will find as you progress in your career, you take little pieces from everyone. You take little pieces of advice. You form your own thought process based on what you've been exposed to. And that's what this is. So I'll start with this. For the first 8 years of my career, I was what you would call an individual contributor. What that means is I have a day-to-day kind of role and task. I am contributing a specific tactic. I am doing specific things. Okay. The next phase of your career is when you get into management. You become more of a group contributor. You know, you're now managing people. You're thinking strategy 3 months in advance. You're doing reviews and planning and marketing plans, and you're looking ahead. If when you're an individual contributor, you basically have a day-to-day type task. So in my role, I was a video editor. I was a producer who would create shows. At the end of the day, my task was done. It didn't carry over to the next day. Well, that was my first 8 years. So when I made that jump to a management type role, I was applying for a job with Fox Sports Northwest as a coordinating producer, where I would manage a staff of 8. Eventually, I would become news director, and I had a staff of 35, which included freelance staff and et cetera. But that was a big group. After I got the job with Fox, my GM sat me down and said, "Okay, this is your first time managing people, so let's talk about philosophy." And he shared with me his philosophy. Now, his overarching philosophy was that he wanted to hire people that he thought were smarter than he was. I always thought that was a little bit cliche. I love the guy, trust me. I've learned a ton from him. But I always felt like that was kind of lip service. Like he was just trying to make me feel good by saying, "Oh, you're smarter than I am. That's why I wanted to hire you." His other big philosophy was he had this matrix, a grid, where you can imagine on the top part, so it's a cube, it's four squares. On the top line, I believe that would be your x-axis, he had high will and low will. So HW, LW. And then on the bottom side, on the y-axis, he had high skill and low skill. So when you push these into, and they line up in their cubes, you have a cube in the top left that is high will and high skill. He'd tell me, this is 10% of the people you interview, that they have the high will to succeed and the high skill to perform. These are 10% of the people you interview. When you find them and identify them, you try to get them right away. They are the best type. In the bottom right corner, you had the people that were low will and low skill, right? They don't have the great desire and they don't have the great skill. He said, you'll also interview 10% of the people will be those. And those are the people that you just dismiss right away. Okay, so you've got your top edge of the people that you want to get right away and your low edge of the people that you just would just not be interested in. The people that you interview most of the time for jobs are either going to be high skill and low will, or high will and low skill. Now, low, high, don't get too dramatic in those. It just means lower, higher, so, you know, as compared to other people. So most of the people you interview are going to fall in that range. And he said, you always hire the people with the high will and the lower skill versus the other way around. Because you can teach the skills, you can't teach the will to succeed and to strive to survive and thrive and really put in that extra effort. So to me, that always encapsulated the concept of his philosophy on hiring and building a staff. So you pick that up and you think about the intent of his message. And that was a good learning for me at 27 years old or whatever I was. But you don't just take someone else's word for it. You have to have your own philosophy that you can live by, embrace, and then utilize it to create your own culture. Obviously, his suggestion stuck in my mind for a few decades now, so it worked. But I had an addendum to his theory. I believe in a solve the problem mindset. Most of the people you meet in life are blamers. Something goes wrong for them, and they look for someone to pin the blame on. This happened because they did something. I didn't get an A on the test because my coach had us practice too late. I didn't get the star in the play because the teacher likes them better. I didn't get the job because the applicant tracking system is biased. I didn't get a promotion because that other person is better at kissing ass. I hate that stuff. I really, really, really despise blamers in every facet of life. You will face problems throughout your life. You can blame someone else for their existence, or you can go figure out a solution. So let me run through a scenario that isn't like real per se. This isn't like a exact scenario, but it could happen daily and did in the sports industry, the segment that I worked in. So we had this live post-game TV show after a baseball game. Mariners play, game finishes, we go live. And as the show goes live, the reporter grabs a player for a post-game interview. And we're during our live broadcast and we put up the wrong player's name. So let's say it's Ichiro and we put up Brett Boone. Really bad mistake. Makes us look terrible, right? The next day, I bring the people into my office to discuss what happened wrong. Person A says, well, they didn't get me the information I needed to do my job. It's their fault. Person B says, it was a breakdown in process. We're coming up with a manner to be more effective in getting the correct information. I'll have a plan for you to review later today. Who do you think is going to impress the boss? I'm serious. Think about that. This is real life, okay? People blame or people solve. That's it. If the person who sees the problem identifies it and creates a solution to fix it, or at least comes up with some creative ways to solve it long term, you will gain the respect of your employers right away. I had a rule in our newsroom. If you are coming to me with a problem, I want you to present two ideas you have to fix it. And then I'll share my thoughts. This forced everyone to think toward solutions. I'd have assignment editors who would come into my office and say, I have a reporter A at this event, and I just got word we need to cover this other event, and reporter B is sick today. And I'd say, okay, what are your ideas? What do you think we should do? Now, I'll be honest, at the beginning of this process, they'd present two ideas, and I'd usually end up giving them a totally different answer, option three. But I wanted them to be thinking towards solutions, not just relying on me all the time. Think towards solutions. Over time, they became better problem solvers and could think their way out of problems. No blame, no panic, solutions. This is the staff that I wanted. A lean, mean machine of people who could activate their brain and solve problems on the fly. No blamers, fixers. They had my respect. When they would come into my office with ideas, even if they weren't the idea we went with, it showed to me they were thinking and trying to solve the problem. In the time since then, I have spoken to hundreds of employers in the sports industry, and they all say the same thing. I want problem solvers. That's how you get the respect of your employers. Now let's spin this forward. Let's say you're playing pickup basketball, and there's always one player who's a little better than everybody else, right? So let's say I'm the point guard, and I know my guy Brian Salmon is the best player on the court. I'm going to lean on him. I'm going to look for him as I'm dribbling down. I'm going to look for him when I'm trapped. I'm going to look for him when, you know, whatever. I'm looking at somebody else and they're covered. I'm going to lean back towards him. The same thing happens in the workplace. People naturally gravitate away from blamers and towards the solvers. They may not consciously realize it, but they do it. You become known for that, build your personal brand around that, and you'll be the one people flock to for solutions and answers. You will be the one looked at for promotions. If you're in college, take the same attitude. Figure out solutions to problems, interact with your professors with ideas and questions, be known as a proactive thinker, and you'll be the one with more internship opportunities as they come up, more volunteer events that they get mentioned to them, more opportunities to build your personal brand and grow bigger within the industry. Be known as a doer and a solver and a fixer, and you'll gain the respect of everyone around you. Be known as a blamer? Yeah, you'll be pretty popular in the break room, around the other downers in the office who spend their lunch complaining. So ask yourself the question, who do you want to be? And start forming that personal philosophy on solving problems when they come up. Sherry, thanks. I love this question. I love some of these philosophical questions on who do you want to be. So keep these questions coming. You can always email me at podcast@workinsports.com. Join the Parapet Facebook group, which I talked about, or get involved in any myriad of ways that we have that you can connect with me and work with Work in Sports. Just checking real quick, we have over 7,300 jobs right now active on Work in Sports, and any one of them could be your dream job. So get on the site, check it out, find your next opportunity, and become the employee that bosses want to hire.